Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail IME on Orlando Concepcion, C-O-N-C-E-P-C-I-O-N, Jr. Orlando Concepcion, Jr. is a 38-year-old male who reports he injured his right hand on 9/22/21. Appeared on that occasion it was caught in a pipe holder on a VAC Hall, H-A-U-L, truck. Appeared he relates it was struck on the dorsal side. Period. He did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Period. He did seek attention and was originally told he did not have a fracture of the right pinky finger. Period. He later was seen by Dr. Clinton at Cooper Hospital, who found such a fracture. Period. This was treated conservatively without surgical intervention. Period. He is no longer receiving any active care. Period. New paragraph. As per his claim petition, Mr. Concepcion related he fractured his right pinky finger and right hand while working on 9/22/21. Period. Treatment records show he was seen at WorkNet on 9/22/21. Period. He complained of pain in the right fifth finger. Period. It began when the finger was hit by a pipe. Period. He did not have interim treatment. Period. He did have pain. Period. He had a history of work-related injuries to the right foot, comma, right hand, comma, right ankle, comma, the forearms, comma, and left ankle. Period. Upon exam, the subject had complaints of pain from the distal end of the right fifth digit into the PIP joint. Period. He had minimal edema and minimal subungual ecchymosis. But he was missing end range flexion and extension. But collateral ligaments were intact. Period. He was diagnosed with a right fifth finger contusion to rule out fracture. Period. He was referred for x-rays and was advised to begin cryotherapy. Period. He was also placed on a STAX, S-T-A-X split. Period. On 9/22/21, the formal x-rays, radiology interpretation was not supplied, notwithstanding my list. Period. On 9/20, scratch that. On 10/4/21, he followed up and was documented to have 16 prior work-related injuries in the past 5 years. Period. He had pain at the distal portion of the right fifth finger in the area of a subungual hematoma. Period. He has chronic deformity at the PIP joint with no tenderness. Period. On this occasion, he was diagnosed with right fifth finger contusion and subungual hematoma, for which he was to continue splinting and buddy taping. Period. He was cleared for full duty and could use ice and Motrin. Period. It was possible he could be discharged at the next visit. Period. However, he does not appear to have had any subsequent treatment. Period. And underline this, I just found the x-ray report from 9/22/21 that revealed no acute osseous abnormality. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper, he rolled his sleeves up to the mid-forearm, limiting the visualization proximally. Period. Inspection revealed a healed 1/2 inch round scar on the dorsal aspect of the proximal fifth metacarpal. Period. This felt lighter than in the other areas. Period. He was tender to palpation by the right small-fingered middle phalanx. period. Andrew's elbow, Tennell's and Fallon's maneuver on the right. Elicited a tingling in the hypothenar eminence that does not follow anatomic dermatomes. Bradley's maneuvers were negative on the left. The rest of that is normal. Hand dynamometry was attempted. Period. This had to be discontinued secondary to pain and inability to fully squeeze with the right small digit. Period. This may have been limited volitionally. Period. Impressions. On 9/22/21, Orlando Concepcion Jr.'s right small finger was struck by a pipe while at work. Pretty was seen that same day at WorkNet, where x-rays were negative for fracture. Pretty was diagnosed with a contusion and placed on a splint. Pretty followed up through 10/4/21 and was doing better. They did document a prior chronic deformity at the PIP joint of that finger. Period. New paragraph, the current exam found there to be full range of motion of the right small finger. Period. There was no laxity with manual pressure applied. Period. He was tender to palpation about its middle phalanx. Period. Although by manual muscle testing, hand grasp and pinch grip was 5/5. With dynamometry, he discontinued it secondary to pain on the right. Period. New paragraph. There is 0% permanent partial disability referable to the right small finger or hand. Period. In this event, Mr. Concepcion sustained a contusion, which has resolved sufficiently to allow him to return back to his normal job duties. Period. He also participates in coaching football. Period. He states he cannot lift weights as well as he did before as part of his exercise program. Period. And that is the end.